اختون ایتونام از بی اس بلشانا تورایا شمان خبیوه ربم نخون شمیله احشم ات میلان مکسیموویچ ميلان ماكسيموفيتش إلي خا أستوليايا من شرشا سربيايا وبرزوغيو ينكلبتو عيد إلى هيلدا إلى غدا آتوريتا أستوليايتا بريتد جو عراق وتلون بروني كريستيان دي لأمي أن طلابر صوبه اتلون خا خوبة متشركانا أو إلي هنيانا قهيرتت ناشس نيغي بريشايت جوسان رفيجيز ومشخطة ماغرنز آنت كي خزي سنيقوتة إتلون وكي جربي تخيريلن كمط ماصي وآكي داريا الخادوتا يو سبواتو بتواتت يالي وشوري دني توتاب ومشخطة تقابولنا تخشوكاني قايومة يومانضية برشايد يومة مولادة مارن إشمشيخة ودلنا هتبقت عم ميلاد أن قد قم كل من دي قد برخخقاته بنسبة شقلتت شو كان citizen of the year قد هشيتا وآيت ويلا يو يومة أستراليان داي قا بلخانة ودوخياتي ادويدالي وأب بت هقيلا بوت بلخانة و عودياتي ات ميوزوا عاونو بيتوتو قهيرت توتاوي ميلان ولكم اجين تو ذا اسيريان بروجرام اند فيرست اوف اول كونجراتوليشنز اون جيتينج ذا اوورد فور سيتيزن اوف ذا يير ان فيرفيلد فور 2021 اون اوستراليان داي
سلام عليكم بسيم عرابا ثانك يو سو ماتش ديير برادر نينس for this very welcome greetings.
It is an honor and that we talk to you, and considering how much work you and your family do put from your life towards bringing the happiness to the children, especially the refugees and the migrants. But first of all, what was your feeling about receiving this award?
For me, the biggest recognition is actually seeing happy faces, especially from the refugees. As you mentioned in the introduction, I came as a refugee from Serbia, and my wife came as a refugee, a Syrian refugee from Iraq. And I would like actually to dedicate this recognition firstly to my wife, Hilda, and our son, Christian, who really work very hard. But there is always around 40 volunteers to get involved in the distributing presents. And, you know, sometimes we recognize maybe just one name because we cannot recognize all names. But behind this recognition, there is a lot of hard work of many, many people. And as you mentioned, a lot of happy faces, especially children, they don't hide their happiness. But we can see also through talking to many parents, they're telling us it's not about giving them the gift. It's actually about showing them the love and giving them hope and restoring hope in humanity, because most of those people come from countries that were in the war, like myself and my wife, and most recently, you know, people are coming from Iraq and Syria, where they suffered a lot, and when they find somebody who really showed them love and kindness, they appreciate that a lot.
It's great recognition, and a person like you, as we mentioned, and your family, who dedicate a lot of their time to bring the happiness to the faces of the children. Now, as we know, every Christmas, and probably weeks and weeks before, the whole family, plus your volunteer people, work so hard to prepare all the presents to be distributed to those families. Tell us about last year Christmas. How was the preparation and what did you do?
Yes, so the last year Christmas, it was a bit harder for us because of the COVID situations and a lot of restrictions. We were not able to do it like we did year before. So year before we had around 300 people in Fairfield, and we had around 300 people in Liverpool. And as you said, it takes a lot of time just to get to different items like toys, clothing, toiletries, and all things that are also needed and also to bring happiness to children. So we go to different places and get different items, and then takes a lot of time to do packing. So this year we actually mainly gave presents for children. So we packed presents for children, which were different toys, but we this year got a lot of school materials, like stationaries for school. That was one of the biggest donations that we got. So we, in Fairfield, we gave around 200 presents at one of the events to children. And also we distributed around 100 different hampers to people's homes, because we were limited to do it as before. And we did one small event as well in Liverpool, which was we had around 30 people because of the restrictions. So yes, this year we did a little bit less from what we usually do, because usually every around Christmas take us around 4 or 5 weeks through different events and distributed homes, and we usually try to do it around 1,000, but this year we did less, but nevertheless we made many children, especially refugees, Syrian refugees from Iraq and Syria, very happy.
That's a noble thing to do, Milan. Now, before when you've been to our program, you have mentioned that the raising the funds to support these campaigns, you have many people. Who did you have this time? Did you have a lot of volunteers or contributors or helpers?
So yes, as I mentioned before, same this year, we have a lot of people that are actually contributing to our cause, and some people donate directly, because we have registered now for 2 years charity organization, which all donations to our charity organization, which is called Milan Hilda Care Incorporated, tax deductible. So we managed last financial year to get donations around 19,000, and we had three main projects, which is still helping new arrivals and refugees, but also because of the bushfire. Bushfire was one of our biggest projects last year, where we got donations just for that one, around $12,000, and as well, this year, and even most recently, a couple weeks ago, distributed food hampers to retirement village and some housing, and as well I was able to deliver to foster care Aboriginal families, because they have heard about our program. So the most donations that we are getting is actually from people that they know us, so they donate through Facebook, they donate directly in our account. And what is actually really real blessing that we feel is that we were able to buy and distribute you know, also beds and water tanks and food and also fridges and some other things for the for people, for their homes, worth $86,000. So we feel that we were blessed by every dollar that was donated. It was multiplied 7 times, and because our organization doesn't have anyone, you know, who is paid on the salary, that means all contributions go 100% towards charity. So that's a great benefit for the, our community.
It is. And what about, is there any government help?
So we actually get offers from the government grants, but we didn't take any government grants at this stage, because our policy, which we still have in our constitution, is that we only rely from the people contributions, and of course prayer and God blessing, because we believe that God is blessing us. As I mentioned, every dollar is multiplied 7 times. So at the moment, we didn't have any need to take any of the government grants.
Milan, you mentioned before, because of the COVID-19 restrictions, your operations are a bit limited. What are you planning for this year, considering that many people lost their jobs, many people will be in need, and as we can see in March, JobKeeper, JobSeeker will cease. What are your plans?
Yes, we have noticed that more and more people are losing jobs because of the COVID-19 situations, and as you mentioned, JobKeeper is coming to the end, and we feel that more and more families will feel in hardship, financial hardship. So we are planning to have a more projects, especially to work with some local churches and provide some hampers with food and toiletries. And also we are happy, you know, to deliver to people homes. So I will encourage people, if anyone is in any financial hardship and that we can help in any way, even with helping with the school stationaries, maybe to contact me on my mobile phone number, 0424-734-554, 0424-734-554. So I invite, you know, churches, our people to contact me on this number, and, you know, they'll be happy to organize help in this challenging situation.
Milan Maksimovic, thank you again, and congratulations for the Citizen of the Year at Fairfield on Australia Day Award. And congratulations to you, to Hilda, to your son Christian, and all the volunteers that help and are involved with your work. As we say, a work that will bring a smile to the faces of the Syrian children, especially the refugees. Thank you very much for your time.
Dear Ninos, thank you so much for this opportunity. And I would like again to thank our volunteers, to thank my wife Hilda and our son Christian, and thank everyone in the community. Basima Raba.
مش ممنوع على أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتفاي، ينب أرخد كل بودكاست إطلقهم.